It's Central Time. I'm Rob Ferrer.
And I'm Veronica Ricker. You're with us on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. Coming up, President Obama now has the Senate votes he needs to prevent Republicans from blocking the Iran nuclear deal. It's our weekly look at the latest in national politics.
First, two Republican-sponsored bills are getting public hearings today at the state capitol. Both are aimed at blocking federal funding to Planned Parenthood in Wisconsin.
The legislation comes after the release of a series of undercover videos which appear to show representatives from Planned Parenthood discussing the sale of fetal tissue and body parts. Planned Parenthood has denied any wrongdoing, saying the videos are deceptively edited to make the organization look bad.
Here with us now to talk more about the bills and today's hearings is Jason Stein, state capitol reporter at the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. Jason, thanks as always for joining us.
My pleasure. Thank you.
Well, let's look at these bills aimed at Planned Parenthood. Let's start with one that would block what's called Title X federal money from reaching the organization here in the state. What can you tell us about that bill?
Sure. So the Title X funding, it currently goes for things like family planning services, so contraception coverage, birth control, other types of screenings like breast cancer or pap smear type training screenings.
And this is money, in effect, that comes from the federal government, but as I understand it, it's allocated by the state. It passes through the state to an organization like Planned Parenthood?
Correct. So it's federal money. It just flows through the state, and currently the sole recipient of Title X funds, about $3.5 million a year, is Planned Parenthood of Wisconsin, and they have clinics providing these services around the state. They, under federal law, this money cannot go for abortions, but opponents of Planned Parenthood in the legislature say they don't want any indirect subsidies on the group, their abortion activities, so they have introduced this bill to block that funding from going to Planned Parenthood.
Under this bill, would the funding just stop and go nowhere, or would it go toward other service providers then?
Well, so under the bill envisions that money going to other service providers in the state. Now, it is worth noting that the ultimate decision on whether the money comes to Wisconsin is made by the federal government. And so, obviously, the federal government would evaluate the change to see if, Wisconsin is still in compliance with the program.
Now, this is in the Assembly. Sponsor Andre Jacques has called Title X funding a straight subsidy to Planned Parenthood. As you mentioned, they don't want to subsidize the group in any way, even if it's not going directly for abortions. Is that really the core of the argument from supporters here?
Yeah, I think so. I think that's fair. I mean, they made clear that's part of their, multiple issues that they have with Planned Parenthood. On the other side, the supporters of Planned Parenthood say that they are skeptical that people would continue to receive the same services under this bill. The bill prioritizes the Wisconsin Well Woman program for funding going forward. That's a separate program. And that program serves women, obviously, between the ages of 45 and 64. So there's a question about from opponents of the bill about who would be serving women that are younger than 45 or men going forward, and the bill supporters say that other groups could still be involved.
Talking to Jason Stein from the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel about two bills in the state legislature, the Assembly, that would limit federal funding going to Planned Parenthood. Let's turn to the other bill now, Jason. Changes, as I understand it, to a program that allows family planning clinics like Planned Parenthood to receive certain medications, but at a discounted rate. Can you talk about that one a little?
Right. This is a program under the state federal Medicaid system that funds certain medications for women. It's called the 340B program, if for those of you that love acronyms. And that program allows providers to obtain these medications at a discounted rate, and then, you know, essentially the dispute is about how much more, if anything, Planned Parenthood should be able to charge when it obtains these medications and then turns around and provides them to a patient.
Now, these two bills taken together, would that, as you understand it, be a significant financial impact on Planned Parenthood's operations here in the state?
It would. That second bill would also, you know, significantly lower the amount that Planned Parenthood could ask for in exchange for the medications. So you'd be looking at something like $7.5 million decrease a year for Planned Parenthood's operations in the state of Wisconsin.
So abortion-related matters, Planned Parenthood, can be very controversial. As these talks started up, how would you describe the tone in the assembly at this hearing?
It was frequently tense. I don't know that it would be go beyond that, but it was certainly there were some testy exchanges today. Obviously, the question of whether abortion is part of society's makeup is something that's been decided at the federal level. So that being the case, many times when you have discussions at the state level, you know, it revolves around secondary issues such as, you know, funding for groups like Planned Parenthood and so forth. But obviously, the subtext is very much about the place of abortion in our society.
Now, Governor Walker has been speaking up on related issues as part of his presidential campaign. Has he talked about these specific efforts at all?
He has. Previously, over the last 4 years, Republican lawmakers and Governor Walker have already defunded Planned Parenthood, if you will, from state tax dollars. And so at the state level, there's nowhere for them to go. And at this point, they're now investigating the possibility of removing federal dollars for Planned Parenthood as well. And the governor has said he's supportive of that. And so it's a matter of seeing whether it gets through the legislature.
And hearings today in the assembly for both of these pieces of legislation. What would be next?
Well, you still need a committee vote in the assembly. Then it would need to go to the floor, and then there's still the question, obviously, of the bills, the fate of each bill in the state senate. So stay tuned.
Jason, thanks as always.
My pleasure.
That's Jason Stein, state capitol reporter at the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. He joined us to talk about today's public hearings on two bills aimed at blocking federal funding to Planned Parenthood here in Wisconsin.